Well, I've managed to not think about this for a day or so, but it's been 7 months coming. Basically, I've been off sick for over a year and haven't had any pay since December. And my company wanted to give me this long-term sickness benefit because I'm signed off by the psychiatrist and under strict instructions about various things and all the rest of it. And the insurance company that supported their policy declined it on the basis I was capable of cognitive function. That was back in November last year. And it's before I had a mental breakdown. And so it's been a long 7 months cutting through bureaucracy, worrying about losing our house and car. Lots of things that prevent in some ways or hinder recovery from a mental breakdown because they're themselves very stressful. And the fact of the matter is, this morning is the first time, or rather the last time, this week is the last time for there to be any hope of getting payment. And so, if any time after 9 o'clock today, we can expect a call. We might not get the call for 2 weeks, but they've got all the reports. They've got my final psychiatrist's report. Yeah, can't see why they won't pay, but you know, what do I know? Ironically, I feel like I'm getting better. I've conquered my agoraphobia, and my depressions are stabilized with my pills, as are my manic sessions. I'm now in a period where the psychiatrists would say I'm able to kind of recover. The idea is that there's some recovering to do and then some rebuilding to do after that once the sessions and stuff's finished. But I feel like I can look a lot more positively knowing I'm not going to lose my house. Ultimately, I've been so seriously ill, I do have to seriously say to myself, well, losing a house, losing a car, none of it's like losing your mind, and you're getting your mind back slowly but surely. So, you know, fuck the house and car, for want of a better word. But there is the reality and the hardships that would go with losing the house and car. So clearly, I'm desperately not wanting that to happen. So yeah, I thought I'd make a boo to note that because I don't know. Next time I make a boo, it might be this afternoon, and I might have had a rejection or whatever. It does feel really weird because when I'm well, like I am at the moment and have been for the past few days, I'm able to think and learn web development and get, you know, have a quite enjoyable time. You know, I'm medicated and so I'm stable. And yeah, now's the time where I'm going to hear whether I get this payment or not, and I say it's ironic because for 7 months, well, for 6 months, the past 6 months, I've been in a complete state, gradually getting better, but in the past month and or maybe 6, 7 weeks, but yeah, it's been really, really hard, and this payment relates to back, you know, back to November, well, no, back to December actually. So. Yeah, it's. I'm worried because I sort of feel like I'm on the. I'm. You know, there's a path to recovery available, and I'm following it. And it's just by doing things out of pleasure rather than fear, and just by taking things easy and not putting any pressures on myself, taking my pills, all the rest of it. And yet, later on today, I could have some news which I really don't know how I'd react to if it was bad news, and I'm kind of dreading that. I mean, as in mental health wise. Yeah, we'll see.